Paris was a center of culture, like perhaps London or New York today. It was a place for writers, musicians, and philosophers. To see Paris become dominated by beheadings, mad visions of an ideal society, bloodthirsty massacres of prisoners, and calls to wage a sort of war of ideals against Europe was very, very worrying for Europe. It would be like seeing so-called Islamic State taking over London or Washington.
But at the start, everything seemed to be going so well. The French king, in 1789, decided to allow his people to send representatives to a parliament, one that hadn't met since 1614. And he allowed them to meet together to discuss their grievances, like a sort of national focus group. What an enlightened ruler! If only men of goodwill could meet together and discuss problems, like the huge deficit that France had built up, sound familiar? And how to look after the poor in society and be a just society, sound familiar? And to ensure social justice.
No wonder people in Europe thought there might be a new beginning, new hope and a new society. Wordsworth, the famous English poet, wrote, "Bliss was it in that dawn to be alive, but to be young was very heaven."